All right, we are. This is a nice juicy sugya. So we started giving a little bit of an intro, and I don't know how far we all got in this intro. I hope you got to see at least the intro part. But we'll just keep moving here. So the Gemara, as we said, brings up the concept of Einish Bayanah Kfiras Shivat Karkos. Now, the truth is that, as you see, that's actually a Chiddush in the Gemara here, and it's a Chiddush in the Gemara in Shavuos as well, because the actual Limud is Einish Bayanah Karkos. Gemara says Einish Bayanah Kfiras Shivat Karkos. So the Pashup Shah, we're going to analyze this better as we get through the Machlokas Rishonim, but the basic idea is that obviously the tfiya is a tfiya attached to karka, because it's a shibud karkos, and therefore we're talking here about a tfiya of karka and a hodah and a kfiya related to karka. It's a very simple understanding of it. And obviously it's a chiddush because that's not the Iker core tfiyah. The fact is that she would nechasim connected up that it's karka. Fine. There's another halacha, as we all know, that shibud d'oraisa. So it's about obviously machlokes amoraim, but Ula and Rav Yochanan both hold einish ba'an. Sorry, both hold that shibud d'oraisa, that there's a concept of shibud karkos min haTorah in all chiyuvim, in all halvos, whether you're talking about a milva b'shtar or you're talking about a milva baal peh. It's just that if you hold shibud d'oraisa, there's a takanas chachamim mishum seyed l'kuchos that did something. We're gonna touch up what it did. Deem the shibud nechasim on a milva baal peh inoperative. That's what we'll call it for now, without crunching it better. Because again, this is all going to be shown him as we discuss as we go through it. So the obvious kasha is, how do you ever have a Shvua min haTorah, Misinai, we'll call it. How do you ever have a truth of Modu b'Miktsas or Eidu b'Miktsas? Every single Hava is, whether it's Milva Alpeh or whether it's Milva Shtar, has a Shibud Nechas in Mitzvah, Hoda or Kfira, Shibud Karkos. So what's going on? So Tosfos, both in Shavuos and by us, although there's going to be different shitas, we'll see, we'll diet carefully. Tosfos in Shavuos and by us takes, and the Rosh as well, takes this kasha very seriously. So seriously that he actually has to set up ukiptas as to where you have the Shvua d'oraisa, Modu b'Miktsas, and Eidu b'Miktsas, and even Eid Echad. And it's wild, because it basically says the only time you have a Shvuas, Modu b'Miktsas, is when you have a Mechila. That's what he says in Shvuas. Or by us, he says, a Mechila of the Shibud Karka. You have a Mechila, which is like a wild Ukimta. He was Meichel the Shibud Karka. Or there was no Karka. He was I have a friend, Corey Barty, as I remember he told me a couple of years ago that, really it's better not to own a house. Better to invest your money. The only thing is, since we're all not, we don't know what we're doing, and we're all not organized, and we're all
so we want to have a house just because we're gonna blow our money. We're not gonna spend our money properly. But anyway, but the bottom line is, there are people. Misi didn't have karka, okay? Even though 99% of people probably had karka in those days because they had, you know, they had yerushas. But anyway, but that's the case. It's wild. But what's the yisoid? The yisoid is he felt this was a bomb kasha. He said, according to Shiva the Daraisa, you know, you have to say, okay? Now, there's another. Kasha is like this. If you hold Shibud Daraisa, that means that every halva has a Shibud Duchasim.
Even
Baal Peh?
Even
Baal Peh. Torah. It's just that Midrabanan, they went ahead and they. So you say Minatora, there was no Shibud Mona Mixas. Minatora, there was no Misinai, there was no Shuas Aiden Mixas. Yeah.
And what? And then the
and therefore, you
then
what?
And then the Rabbanim were mokel then?
Did everyone, what do you say? Every.
The Rabbanim got rid of the sheep.
The Rabbanim got rid of
by a milvav al peh because of lekuchos. Right? Why did they keep it by shtar? Because shtar has a kol. Okay? Yeah. So that's in terms of the two simple cases of modem and mixas and aiden mixas. But as you all saw, there's also the case of. There's also the Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan brings up the following halacha, and he says that there's also, we all know, a korban for a shvuas hapikadon that was a korban shvuas hapikadon, which was a shvua on a kfira where he lied. And he took a false shvua and he lied in his kfira. For that, you have to bring a korban shvuah. Shvuah sapikadon. Which is an asham. Rav Yochanan comes and he says that this is only true by a kfira on a milveh be'edim. Milveh ba'al peh be'edim. That's when you bring a korban shvuah. But if there was a what? A kfira and a shvua. And he lied on a milva b'shtar. Subsequently, a milva b'shtar came, you know, into the scene. No korban is brought. Why? Because ein mevi'in korban al kfira shibud karkos. What's the basic idea? So there's a little, you know, a little twist here. So you have to understand, shvuas would be cut on is a voluntary shvua. So the shvua could be taken, shvua could have been taken on a milvav shtar or a milvav al peh. It's a voluntary shvua. He wants to take in the shvua because he wants to, you know, support his claim with some, you know, wants to clear his name. You're accusing me, I'll take a shvua, whatever he's doing, okay? So what's the ein mevi'in karban? Ein mevi'in karban al kfiras shibud karkos. He didn't have to take a shvu in the first place. So what's the idea? So the idea is that shvua, once, like Rashi uses the lashon, is, you know, it's not something that has a chiv shvua. What do you mean? No chiv shvua here. The pshat is that the shvua that he took on that what, on that karka, sorry, on this loan with a shtar that has a shibud karka, that shvua itself is not a shvua of kvira. Because a shvua of kvira that's mechayiv a karban has to be a shvua of kvira on metaltalin. A shvua of a kvira of what? Of karka might be stam a shvua, but it's not the shvua that generates a karban. Because a shvua that generates a karban has to be a shvua that's associated with a meaningful kfira, okay, in which a shvua is shaykh to. A shvua is not shaykh to a what? To something that what? that is associated with karka. That's the basic idea. So if you have a kfira and a shvua on something in which there was a shivat karkos, it will not be a karban. Now, same question. Where was the karban shvua? Where was the karban shvua mina taira by Eidim Baal Peh? Is the shiva karkos there? So he says, right? A shvua, sorry, a mina baal peh with Eidim. So what does he say? He says once again, he says, Eina chinami, it must have been a case where there's no, where there was a mechila on the shivat karkos.
Couldn't it be a case of pikada?
What?
Couldn't it be a case of pikada?
In theory, it could have been. Okay, but I think he was basically, asking because the psukim itself, I think, discuss all the cases. The psukim, if you go to the psukim talk about, you know, yeah, I'm pretty sure. What are the psukim? Pikadon, Aveda, Oishek. The assumption is you have it by. Obviously, you had that assumption, but we're going to see it's a little more complicated than that, because what's very interesting is, so Tosfos by us, okay, and interesting, he doesn't do this in Shavuos, and this is what we're going to see. I think there's a machlokas here going on. Tosfos by us says, okay, so now let's explain Rabbi Yochanan. Like, what's Rav Yochanan talking about? Because Rav Yochanan says what? Rav Yochanan says that when you're dealing with a milva baal peh, make sure we got this down, then there will be a korban shvuas ha-pikado. Don't forget, Rav Yochanan is the same Rav Yochanan who holds shibud d'oraisa. But if it's a milva b'shtar, then there won't be a korban shvuas ha-pikado. She says, What's the pshat? He says, Mimanavshach. If there was a mechila, there's no difference between what? There's no difference between shtar and edim. If there's a mechila, in both cases, you'll bring a karban. And if there was no mechila, there's no difference between shtar and milva baal peh. Because there won't be a karban, because there's no mechila. So what does Tosfos by us say? He says, no, once there was the takanas chachamim, that's like a mechila. Meaning, once there was a takanas chachamim, so the chachamim took away the shibud. And once they took away the shibud by a milva baal peh, so at the end of the day, you'll bring a karban. Ah, what do you mean? They're going to tell you to bring a karban that Minatari, not Mechuyiv, you're bringing Karban Chulun, you're bringing Chulun Lazara? No! Because once they get rid of the what? Once they get rid of the Shibud, so it's like a Mechila. That, you know, obviously creates a scenario of the Torah where Karban Shvuas HaBikar and Shaykh. Okay. But then Tosfos says something very interesting, which needs analysis. Says, and with this, it's going to springboard into going back to Tosfos and Shavuos, and we're going to get some real insights into Shibuda d'Oraisa and Kfir Shiva Karkos. Tosfos then says, he says, so what then is the case that Rabbi Yochanan's talking about? But let's zero in on Milva Baal Peh. Where will he bring the karban? Where the by a Milva Baal Peh with Eidim, and he took a shvu and he lied, and at the time of the kfira, the like keach had his karka that he had at the time of the loan, But he, the Lova himself, had no karka. Because he, if he, the Lova himself, had karka, then what? Then what? If he, the Lova himself, would have karka, then there would be no carbon. So the question is, what are you talking about? If the Chachamim came and knocked out the Shibud, so Pashas, they knocked out the Shibud when? At the time of the Alva. So what's going on? Right? You hear the problem? So Tosas says, hey, look at the last four lines. Read the last four lines. Read the last four lines of Tosfos by us. Right. Right, you see, it says Kevin Shifkiu Chachamim Ashibu B'Milve. Right, Alpeh Mishum Sein Lekuchos Chashiv Kiilu Machalo Hashibu. Then he should have stopped right there. Then he goes Umayri the Islay Mishabdi Belaslay B'nei Chayri. There are Mishabdi, meaning there are is karka by others, but he has no karka by him. The Yisle b'nei Chayri, afil Yeshel Avedim, Potter. Even Yeshel Avedim, Potter. The Lesle, right? Afilu Mishubadim, okay. Afilu Yeshel Av Shtar Chayri. And if he doesn't have any mishubadim by other people, right? So then, if there's no mishubadim at all, then right, that's the case where Rav Yochanan is talking about. Then even by shtar there wouldn't be what a ptur, you'd be chayiv. So he has to be talking with this mishubadim by the lo keach, but there's nothing by the lo himself. That's just what's going on. Okay. Now the truth is, What's so mechudishtik about this Tosis is, see, I would understand the following. If you're telling me that the Shibud seems to be in existence, Tatakana Mishum Pseid Lekuchos, right? So if you told me that, you know what, the Achamim came and said that there's no what? There's no Zuchus Gevia when you what? When the Lova sells it, when the Lova sells the karka to a lokeach, because of saying lokuchos, we don't let the malva be geiva. But that can't be the pshat either, because we're saying that there's no shibud, there's no shibud nechasim. So what Tosis seems to be saying is that the way they were masaking the halacha, this is, you can take this, put this in your back pocket for the rest of your life, Tosis is Shita. He seems to hold that the way the Chachamim were Mesakein Shibun Dechasim by a Milva Baal Peh, this Takana Mishum Sei Lekuchos, where they removed the Shibun, it was Afka with the Mechira. Mamash Afka. You see, again, to me, before this Tosis, I would have said one of two things. If you told me that the Shibud was there at the time, right, of the Halva, and it's just a Pseid Lekuchos Takana, that we're not letting the Malva mess over the Lokeach, so I'd say it's a, they throw the Gviya ability of the Malva. But the Shibud is there. But you can't say that Pshat, because you have to say there's no Shibud Nechasim here. Understand? On the other hand, The other extreme I would have said is, if you're telling me that there's a total afgah of the sheep and the chasim, so I would have said that happens when? Milchachalim came and wiped it out. They said, by a milvul alpeh, there's no sheep and the chasim, period. That's what I would have said. Now you have to ask yourself, not so much why. They could have set it up any way they wanted. Again, it's not as intuitive as the other two approaches, but this is obviously what he's saying. You have to ask yourself, not why, like, why would they set it up this way, but there has to be some significance to it. See, if you told me again, the Shibud is there, and what they did was they took away the Chus Gvias, then I understand the construct. If you're telling me that they're knocking out the Shibud, you have to explain to me what the advantages of setting it up in a nutty way. Like, we're not being mafkia from the start. We're being a mafkia when you sell it. Like, what's the significance? You got the person by the lova by himself, right? The karka by the lova has to, you know, go whether there's a sheep with nechassim or no sheep with nechassim. The lova has to pay up the malva with anything he has, whether it's karka, whether it's metaltalin, whether it's cash. If all he has left is karka, even if there's no sheep with nechassim, the malva gets to collect that. So what significance is the sheep with nechassim? So this is another important idea. It's a very important nekuda. It's a very important nafkamina. When, if you say that the shibud nechassim was blown away, the etzem in the takana, there's no shibud nechassim by a mil v'al peh, or if you say it only gets blown away at the mechira to the lekuchos. Fundamental big nafkamina. What if this Loiva had two malvas, one on February 1st and one on February 2nd. Okay, and the guy on February 1st didn't come and what? He didn't come and collect yet. February 2nd guy came and collected first. When the February 1st guy came and what? And got around to collecting, the guy went broke and got rid of all his karka. And he had nothing to pay. So, if you hold that there was no sheep in the chasim in the first place, the guy on February 1st is toast. Because now the what? Now the lova has nothing, and the February 2nd malva already took the karka. But if you say that there was a sheep in the chasim kol zman, there's a sheep in the chasim kol zman that he doesn't sell it. So now when the second malveh comes and what and takes the karka, he's taking the karka that has a sheep in the chasim on it. So now when the first malveh comes back and the lova is broke and he has no karka, or he sold the rest of his karka, so once he sold the rest of his karka, the first malva can't get that because that got blown away. But the second malva is still holding on to the karka that has a sheba de chasim in it. So that's a significant nafkamina. So that's clearly tais shita, take that to the bank. Okay, now if you go to the taisis and shvuas, so the taisis and shvuas, it's wild. If there was any place where I would be discussing Rav Yochanan, right, that would be in Shavuos. It's wild. In Shavuos, all he says is like this. He says, Tema, Rav Yochanan Gufa Islay B'Soif Rav Abasa D'Shibud D'Oraisa V'im Kein Afilu Baal Peh Heichi Mashkachas La L'Shavuos Ha'edis U'L'Shavuos Ha'Pikadon. Right? V'achanami kasha me'asholeach By shtar sheyesh bo achrayis dechassin, you say eino mishamet. Every loan should not be mishamet. Right? V'chein, perakava batzia, gai moda b'mitzas. So he ends up saying, stam. Mishkachas la, where do we find it? Kishav machal hashibud, period. So from Tosos and Shavuos alone, all he says is machal hashibud. He doesn't go into explaining how Rav Yochanan is working out in the Gemara in Shavuos. It's like almost like the Tosos by us should be in Shavuos, and the Tosos in Shavuos should be by us. Because we're not even in Rav Yochanan, so you don't have to get into explaining how Rav Yochanan in our sugya. You don't have to get into explaining how Rav Yochanan post takana, you know, post takana chacham, it makes sense. But that Tosos is gufa on the Gemara of Rav Yochanan, and all he says is, "Oh, where do we find Shavuos ha-pikadon, right? A karban and Shavuos ha-pikadon, there must have been a mechila." Okay? So what seems to be happening is, I want to point this out, we have to explain it, is that Tosfos seems to be, again, understand the problem. He's not explaining Rav Yochanan, seemingly. Why isn't he doing that? So what Achronim say, and I think it's a very good diuk, is that it seems that Tosfos in Shavuos was holy on Tosfos. And Tosfos in Shavuos held that there had to actually be a mechila, not only for what? This is going to be wild. Not only for Shavuos HaPikadon, Korban Shavuos HaPikadon, Sinai Dik, but even Rav Yochanan, who's mechalek between, we have to explain this, who's mechalek between a milva baal peh and a milva bishtar lagabe korban Shavuos HaPikadon, is dafka talking where there was a mechila. And that's why all he brings up is mechila. But then we have two bomb questions on this Tosfos. Number one is, if there's mechila, what's the difference between shtar and baal peh? Right? And number two is, why do you need mechila if you had the what? If you had the takanas chachamim already, why do you need the mechila? Rav Yochanan is talking post takanas chachamim. So what do you need the mechila for in the first place? Right? Yimashach, the mechila doesn't work by shtar, and you don't need it by where? By baal peh. So why set it up as a mechila? So, okay? So, what you have to say is it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Hopefully this is still on. Okay? What you have to say is that Tosfos and Shavuos basically held like that intuitive approach that I was talking about before. That there's a shibud nechasim by a milva baal peh, even post takana. And the only thing the Chachamim did was took away the zechus hagvia from who? From the malveh. And therefore, the takana would not turn the what? It would not turn a milva baal peh into a halva in which there's no shibud nechasim. Because there's still a shibud nechasim. It's just that what? The malva can't collect. But the shibud nechasim is there. So therefore, what do you need? You need a mechila. Without the mechila, even by a milva baal peh, even post takanas chachamim, without the mechila,
Every halva would be a halva with a shiva chasim. So then you'll ask, okay, but if it's a mechila, then why doesn't the mechila also work by shtar? Yet Rabbi Yochanan says, ein mevi'in karban al kfiras shibud karkos. What do you mean? There was a mechila of the shibud. Well, obviously, we're talking in the same case. We're talking about, right? We're talking in Rabbi Yochanan's case, where Baal Peh, there is what? There is a karban. Mila Baal Peh, but Bishop Mila Bishtar, there's no karban. And we're saying there's a mechila, because if without a mechila, it wouldn't work. I mean, there wouldn't be a karban by a Mila Baal Peh. So there should be a karban by Mila Bishtar as well, because there was a mechila. So here comes another big issue. I'm telling you, this is compact. We're doing this compact. This took a week for me to give this over in Shir Mevaseret. I don't think anyone has a clue. But you guys look like you're actually holding. Uh-huh. Okay. So this is another big issue. You see, what's pshat in Shibud Nechasa? So the chayra, if mechila works by a shibud, that means that what's basically a shibud? A shibud is a type of chiyuv schus scenario. Let's say this is my MP3. Can I be moichel this to you? Can I be moichel this to you? You have to do a ma'isa kinyan. No such thing as mechila, right? Mechila works on a chiyuv. If you have a chiyuv to me, I can be mochel that chiyuv. So I'm basically, right? I am being mochel my right to that chiyuv. But I can't give you something with a mechila. So the pshat, and this is another big yisayid. Now you gotta put this in your pocket. Another big yisayid. The Tosis seems to be holding that when there's a shtar, the nature of the shibud is a different shibud karkos. The pshat is when you have a shtar, and by the way, this connects up, we can't go this that far, but it connects up to the nature of the shtar. The shtar, it goes into the actual creation of the shibud. And the pshat is that you have a kinyan. You're holding on to the shtar. You have a kinyan in a grip. The malva already has a grip, not just the chiyuv. He already has a grip in the what? A grip in the nechasim. It's like a kinyan in the nechasim. That's what you have when you have a shtar. You have something. You have a shtar, right? Not just a shtaraya. You have, when you have a shtar, okay, I'm not going as far, as some want to say actually a shtar, shtaraya also is like a shtar kinyan giving you shibudim. But the point is, when you have a shtar, you have a kinyan in the shibudim. So therefore, when you have a milva b'shtar, you can't be moichel the shibudim, because it's a kinyan. Right? You can't be moichel a kinyan. That's the pshat.
The mechila happens at the time of the loan.
What?
When we say he's mochel on the shibud, it doesn't mean like 10 days later after the loan he's mochel on the shibud.
It could be
at the time of the loan.
It could be.
So at the time of the loan, you could say, I'm not acquiring that.
No, but the nature of the... What do you mean?
Meaning if I...
If you're not acquiring...
It's not like I owned it and I was moichel it. I just never acquired it.
Maybe, but he's saying, but we're talking about a mechila. In a chinami. You're telling me I'm not acquiring it.
That happened after.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, the only other approach is to say, again, I didn't say this over to my shir, because it was too much. In shir, I just said that
Tosas and Shavuos, because you could learn Tosas and Shavuos like Tosas by us. Okay? And to say, you know, for whatever reason, they mixed the Tosas, they put the wrong Tosas in the wrong place. You know? Or for whatever reason, he didn't spell it out there. But I'm saying, if you want to explain this Tosas Kipshuto, that basically he's explaining not only Karban Shavuos HaPikadon B'Sinai, but also the Karban Shavuos HaPikadon of what? Of Rav Yochanan. So this is the only way you can explain it, because you have to explain why the Mechila is necessary. You have to explain why the Mechila is necessary, even though there was a Takana. And you have to explain why the Mechila doesn't work by Shtar. Okay? Now the Ramban. Now for the Ramban. This was the easy part. But I want to finish it up. We got to keep moving. Next sugya is a famous sugya. It's Rav Chaim on the next sugya. Next sugya is the famous sugya of the Mei Karka. The Gemara asks a bomb kasha. Gemara asks, if you hold like Rav Sheshes, Halach is Potter, why do you ever need a pasuk to tell us Einish Bayin Al Akarka? Every case of Moid, and by the way, that Limud is, Tosus points out, is by Moid B'Mikas. Right, by Moedah B'Miksas and by Shaimrim and things like that. It says every case of what? Every case of Moedah B'Miksas of Karka is Halach. Karka by definition is Halach. So what do you need a Limud to tell you that there's no Shvua of Moedah B'Miksas by Karka? So the Gemara gives a wild answer. The Gemara says, no, you could be talking about Chayfer Boiroi Sichin U'Moiris. The guy was what? He was Mazik Karka. So he was Mazik Karka, or it was a Tfia of Hezek Karka. So that's a case where it's not Halach. Because what do you got? You got to pay back what? Money. But right, it's karka. So the big problem is, what do you mean it's karka? You're paying money. The fact that the hezek was karka, that makes it einish ban al karkos. So that's the whole big sugya. That's for Thursday. But now let's bring home the Ramban. Ramban, unbelievably, it seems what bothered the Ramban was this Ukimta stuff of Taisus, because he's very strong. He says, Vaha Burcha, he says. You know what Burcha means? Burcha means that what Taisus is saying, I checked it up in Jastro, hollow. It's hollow. What's being said here is hollow. So the question is, what's hollow about it? So listen to what he says, and you're gonna say Tosis might be taking an ukimta way out, but the Ramban is definitely saying some wild stuff here. He says, V'ho burcha. I'm going to read it slowly. Can't read it that slowly.
The chol moda miktas she'ein lo edim. Listen to this. Any moda b'miktas in where there's no edim kan chayiv, he's gonna be chayiv. The afilu tavu nami, even if the taveya, the malva said, manali biyadcha, I loan you a mana, you have a mana of mine, bishtar, I loan you a mana bishtar, the avad mi meni yashtar, and taveya says, and I lost the shtar. The halal man, the nidba, says, ein lecha ela chamishim b'shtar. And the love is moda, but he owes 50 that was in the shtar. So they're both agreeing to a halva b'shtar, at least a 50. Says, even that's lav shibud karkos mikri. That's not considered shibud karkos. Who says the kevan the ein ashtar kan, since the shtar is not what around right now, the eino yachol ligabos bo min hamishubadim. Listen to what he's saying. Since there's no shtar right now, and practically there can be no collection from the mishubadim. Why? Because since the whole collection would be based on the hodah of the lova, lav shibud karkos mikri. What he's saying is, listen, the malve cannot practically collect from the lekuchos. Why? Because a hodah, right? We'll go back to our hodah's bald in Tyra. A hodah only has impact on the lova. A hodah of the lova can't affect lekuchos. Two things here. It's Odas Baldin the Makoim Shechav La Cherim plus Chayshinan Le Kinunya. Like, this is the famous case where they could be in Kahoot, the Malva and the Lova. So practically, there is no practical, he's saying, functional Shibud Nechasim here. So what he's saying is, so okay, so if the shtar was around, right, like in our case of what? Like in our case in our Gemara, of slaying the dinarin, that's clearly a case of kriya shibud karkos. Why? Because you have a shtar that's being made that two dinarin were not collected. Even, he doesn't spell this out, but you have to say this because he's trying to answer also Edim mimics us. Even Edim mimics us. If you realize, most cases of Edim mimics us is really based on the Hodah of the Nitva. What's the case of Edim mimics us? The Nitva, the Loves, says, Lo ayu dvar mi olam. Edim come and they say there was a Chiyuv. It was a loan. But so what? He can still say, but I paid back the loan, right? The only reason why he can't say I paid back the loan is because Kol Omer Lo Levisi Ke Omer Lo Parati. So even in Edim amidst us, the ability to collect would have to come from who? Would have to come from the Lovet, which is impossible. So the only scenario you can even have an Edim b'miktsas is where the Edim
actually came and were made, that there was no payback. But if the Eidim weren't made, there was no payback. So once again, that's where you'd have your Shvua, he's saying, Minat Torah, of Eidim and Mitzvahs, of Moedim and Mitzvahs. So what's Tosus getting all worked up about? In every case of Moedim and Mitzvahs, Eidim and Mitzvahs, you have a case of a Shvua, and it's not Shibud Karkos, because for all intents and purposes, there's no Shibud Karkos that could be collected. Now there's two issues with the Ramban. Number one is, you know, what's this machlokas? Tosus says, who cares? But the bottom line is, it's Shibud Chasim. But even more problematic with the Ramban is, by the way, it's also the Rimagash. He says it's the Rimagash. I understand, but is the Ramban saying that the Lov himself has no karka? The Ramban is trying to avoid, like, what, you know, what he seems to be thinking is the cheap teretz of Tosfos, right? But if at the end of the day, according to the Ramban, let's say the Lova had karka, so there's a practical Shibud Nechasim here that the Malva can collect from the Shibud Nechasim that's by who? That's by the Lova. So what are you going to say? The Ramban is talking about where there's no karka by the what? By the Lova? So like, what is he really? What great, you know, shot is that? He also has an akimta. The akimta being the guy doesn't have any karka. And the truth is, the Ramban doesn't say that he has no karka. He doesn't say that. He just says that there's no mishubadim that can be collected. But the guy himself has karka that can be collected. Okay? So the question is, what's going on here? What's the Ramban saying? And what's the mahogas, the Ramban and Tosos? The Rush, right? The Rush basically says, the Rush and Shavuos. Actually, I sent it out, I think, today, right? The Rush, a second revampage did I send out today? Yeah, so the Rush, basically, all I did was add the Rush. The Rush basically says, like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, the Shibud Nechasim, forget about the story, you know? He says, the Rush says, and you know, what do you mean? The Lokeach could be Moda that there was a what? The Lokeach could be Moda that there was a loan. You know? So, Bishtar. And then, you know, and then. See, I think the Pshat's like this. And this really gets into what's going on in Kfira Shibud Karkos. You see, we've been, you know, very loosely been explaining this chiddush of our Gemara of Ein Kfiras Shibud Karkos. It's like the same thing as, you know, right? It's like Ein Nishban al Kfiras Shibud Karkos. It's basically the same thing as Ein Nishban al Karka. We haven't really. The truth of the matter is, the Tzvi is a Tzvi of Mamel. So the question is, what's the Pshat? So Tosos has been learning, like we've been learning, that the Tviya is a Tviya of Mammon, a Chi of Mammon, but every Chi of Mammon has within it, what? A Shibud Karkos. So therefore, every what? Every Tviya, Minat Torah, without a Mechila, is going to be what? A Tviya of Karka. So every Kvira is going to be a Kvira of Shibud Karkos. That's another Ramban learns. Ramban says, the Tviya is what? The Tviya is one of Mammon. He's being taught by a mammon. A chiv mammon. A chiv for the lover to pay him back with anything he got. So he says like this. He says, what's the pshat? Einish bayin al kfir shibud karkos. Einish bayin al kfir shibud karkos means that when you have a what? A collectible karka, meaning a functional Shibud Karkos that exists. So then what is the Tviya? The Tviya is pay, and if you can't pay,
I'm collecting from the karka. But if all there is what? Pay and some theoretical what? Shibud nechasim. There's no tefiyah on karka. The tefiyah is only what? Pay. Because there's no what? There's no or what? If you can't pay, I'm collecting from karka. So you'll say, oh, what about the karka that's by the lova? That's part of pay. That's not what? That's not, right? That's part of pay. That's not all I'm gonna collect. When he goes to the lova, you have to pay. So because you're chayiv to me, so he has to pay up for whatever he has. Mamon, metaltalin, karka. Oh yeah, conceptually there's a shibud nechasim on the karka. But that's not part of his ikar tviya. His ikar tviya vis-a-vis the lovet is a shibud haguf. Is a chi of gavra. Pay. If you can't pay, which includes all the things that you have, then what do I have? I have the shibud nechasim, which is collectibles. Has to be collectible shibud nechasim. Otherwise, there's no what? Otherwise, there's no tzvi of karka. So that's the fundamental, the big yisayv machokes. Going into, when we talk about ein nishban al kviya shiba karkos, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that the tviya of any chiyah with a shibud karka, ipso facto, is a tviya of karka? Or no? It's a tviya, it's in principle a tviya of mamon that has what? That has as a backup. And by the way, that's why the Gemara calls shibud nechasim like an arev. Right? The Gemara in numerous places calls shibud nechasim the equivalent of an arev, because it's a backup. If you can't pay, right, then it's a collection. That's it. Like he says, we'll go weiter.